It's day two of the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. We're going to kick it off with Greg Rosenthal, one of our favorites to catch up with. Are you following Greg on Twitter? If you're not, you should. At Greg Rosenthal. Two G's at the end of Greg. At Greg Rosenthal on Twitter. What's going on, man?
Three G's in all. Like, right. If you add it up, 60% G is going to be my rap name.
Okay. I think you have a promising career.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. What's going on here at the Combine?
It's condensed this year. I like all the pro guys in terms of the coaches and the GMs talking, like, done by the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love this time of year. I love that the Combine's just days before free agency this year. I think it's made the chatter in terms of trades and who's going to get cut and everything a little more lively in the bars at night and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, when you've been in the bars and you're talking to people and the restaurants and you're talking Vikings, what are the things that are coming up in conversation?
Who's going to play tackle? It's not a sexy topic, but there's no tackles in this draft, according to the people who know a lot more about it than me, like Daniel Jeremiah, who works at NFL Network, of course, Mike Mack. Bad class for tackles. I do our top 101 free agents. Yeah. There's no tackles in free agency, really. I mean, Riley Reiff, for instance, who you guys have fought against a couple times a year, like, he might be right there with the best tackles available. And, you know, he's a guy the Lions maybe want to keep, kind of don't. Like, he's a middle to lower tier guy. Like, Matt Khalil, who's had his struggles, had his ups and downs with the Vikings, he's towards the top of that list, too, just because he's a guy who has played. So it is really hard to find offensive line help, I think, especially at tackle. And I think that's something people look at the Vikings and they wonder, like, is that what's going to get in their way? Because the rest of the roster, there's a lot of great things, I think, to get excited about.
Yeah, and, you know, when you look at the Vikings offense, with some of the Adrian Peterson news and headlines that have come out, you know, he could come back and be a part of the Vikings next year, but he also could not. And if he doesn't, what do you envision for the Vikings offense? Because he has been the identity of the offense since 07. So without him, and with Pat Shurmur now calling the shots, what do you see for the Vikings offense?
People are confused about Peterson and the Vikings because there's kind of a thought the Vikings might still pay Peterson more than any other team would. Now, that remains to be seen. I think the Vikings, you know, they've said it. I'm not breaking any news. I think they'll be very competitive trying to keep Adrian Peterson. But I think there's another school of thinking that does he really fit with Sam Bradford, with Pat Shurmur, with a shotgun quick passing offense that Sam, I think Sam Bradford was underrated last year. Maybe not in Minnesota, I'm not really sure, but nationally, I think he played really well considering. And I don't know if Peterson fits with that. So to me, I think it makes sense to move on. It's a great class for running backs by all accounts, really good. And there's a lot of good free agent running backs out there too that can play different sorts of roles, whether you're looking between the tackles, whether you're looking for third down. So to me, it kind of makes sense for them to move on. And I think if I had to guess, a team like the Bucks, I'll throw out there, could get in at a very competitive level and make it hard for the Vikings to keep Peterson.
You know, you talked about Bradford, and I think it's very easy. You know, Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman have both been effusive in their praise of him. But the numbers support it. I mean, high completion percentage, barely any turnovers, and did all of that with the circumstance of coming in 8 days before the season. So are you in that school of thinking, or do you want to see more from Sam?
I mean, you'd always want to see more, but you combine that with the way he wrapped up his Eagles run. And really, if you look at his Eagles, you know, time as a whole, I think it was good. Even when you look past the numbers, what impressed me most with Bradford is he did complete passes down the field. He did complete passes under pressure. The amount of pressure he was under was incredible. So it's not just looking at the numbers and saying, okay, he didn't have a lot of help. It's watching those games. I think he looked better with the eye test. And, you know, I chart every play, and he always turned out very well in terms of compared to an average quarterback. So I'd be excited if I were them. You obviously are wondering what's going to happen with Teddy Bridgewater, but I think they feel like they have their starting quarterback. in Sam Bradford, and they should be excited because, you know, here I'm talking to 7-8 teams who don't have a starting quarterback, and it's a tough place to be. I mean, teams that wanted to move on, let's say like the Bills and Tyrod Taylor, I think they're realizing, oh, we're not going to do better than Tyrod Taylor. We better just hang on to the guy we had.
So what you got cooking here, you do a lot of writing at NFL.com, and you guys have a podcast too, so yeah. tell everyone about that.
We got the Around the NFL podcast. We'll be taping it here in Indianapolis. We do that 2 or 3 times a week, so that'll be fun. I'm writing some columns each day. We'll throw us on TV here and there. It'll be fun.
Well, you got Mike Zimmer today. He's giving his press conference, so you'll get some more Vikings news today.
Well, as you guys know, Zimmer is a great quote. So yes. He is one of our favorites. Okay. I will see if he's a little thorny today. You know, he might be a little feisty after a down year, which is never a bad thing.
And that makes probably for more good quotes.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we like him.
All right. Check out NFL.com, NFL Media for more from Greg, and stay tuned right here to Vikings.com for more from day 2 of the Combine.